Amen.
He is good. Hallelujah. Praise be to the Lord. He's good all the time.
Yeah.
If you got your Bibles, would you turn with me into Proverbs 16 and 17. Proverbs 16 and verse 17. Proverbs. I'd like to deal with one word today. One word. It's a four-letter word, but oh, the power in it. The word keep. K-E-E-P. Keep. Proverbs 16 and 17. Hallelujah. Oh, sweet God. When you find it, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Proverbs 16 and 17. The wise man Solomon, by the Spirit's inspiration of the Holy Ghost, said, "The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that what? Keepeth his way, preserveth his soul." Let me read it again. "The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way, preserveth his soul." You may be seated.
Amen.
Isaiah said that it's a highway of holiness that we're on.
Yeah.
Ain't you glad of that?
Amen.
He said, "The unclean shall not pass over it." It's a highway of holiness. Praise God forever. Proverbs 7 and 2 says, "Keep my commandments." Holy Ghost speaking. "Keep my commandments and live." You'll live if you serve God spiritually. "And my law as the apple of thine eye." What? "Keep my commandments and live, and my law," keep my law as the apple of thine eye. "Let God's word be the desire that you set before your eyes and that you cherish."
Amen.
The apple of the eye is the pupil. Notice, it's the part that sees. It's the part of you that beholds. It is the opening of your vision. The pupil, the apple of your eye. Children, whatever you do, keep your eyes on the Lord.
Amen.
Not on anybody. Not on your circumstances. Not on your problems. Keep your eyes on the Lord.
Right.
Your eyes are the gateway to your spirit. How many knows that?
Yeah.
Listen, your eye is the most sensitive part of your body. And shall I say, in the natural, it is the most protected. If you're around something and you're working with it and stuff's a flying everywhere, God's given you eyelids to close your eyes to keep things out of your eyes from injuring your eyes. Because when your eyeballs are injured, your vision injured and your vision goes out. It's the part that you protect. You guard and throw up your hands, or quickly turn your head away to keep things from entering your eye to injure you.
Amen.
Yes, you do.
Come on.
Habakkuk 1:13, speaking of God, "Thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look upon iniquity." The psalmist said in Psalms 101 and 3, "I will set no wicked thing before my eyes." The psalmist David sees and he feels his great need. And he cries out to God, "Keep me as the apple of thine eye, and hide me under the shadow of thy wings." What is David saying? Said, "God, forever would you watch over me, and would you protect me, and would you keep me as the apple of your eye?" How many knows God's got an apple of his eye? He sees. His eyes are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to our cry. If in the natural, Brother Jason, that I protect my sight, Oh, Lord, that PPE, the personal equipment that you put on, it keeps your body from being injured. I'm telling you what, if in the natural, it is important to keep from being injured and things that enter into our eyes, our physical eyes, to take away our vision, how much more important is our spiritual sight? Lord, let me always look unto you. Let my gaze be upward. Let me think upon you, dear Lord. And you raise your little hand and say, oh God, help me today, Lord. Give me a spiritual vision, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh God. I want to deal with one word, and that word is to keep. Keep. The word keep is one of the most important words in all of Scripture. Look your Bible through and you'll not find a more beautiful word that carries with it such a sense of calming assurance and security.
Yeah.
Woo! Brother Jason, you probably know who this is. One sister Mary and I's known for 40 some years. She lives in Columbus, Ohio. About every time that she stood to testify in a church service, she would say, God will keep you if you want to be kept.
Yes.
But you got to do your part. Keep me, dear God, I pray. But you got to do your part for God to do his. Hallelujah. Can anybody in the house finish this scripture that Paul wrote to Second Timothy 1:12. I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able. And can anybody finish it?
To keep that which I committed unto him.
To keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. In other words, I have given my whole life unto the Lord, and I know that he's going to keep me until the day that he calls me home. Woo! Paul said, I sold out lock, stock, and barrel. I give him my mind, I give him my heart, I give him my soul, and I gave him my body. Hallelujah to the Lord. And I am persuaded that what you give unto God, he's able to keep it.
Amen. That's right.
Yes.
Bless him, Lord.
Woo. Hallelujah.
Thank God. Glory to God.
I thank God. I went and had an MRI Friday, early Friday morning. I think we was there about 2 hours. We had to wait. I'll tell you, they called me back in there and told me to get dressed and everything, and I put all this stuff in a locker and locked it up. They came in there and said, they asked me about, I guess, 50 to 100 questions, you know. And I answered all of them. They said, all right, all of us in here. And so I went in there and I laid on that big old thing. It looked like a big old drum, big barrel. It's going to stick you right back in the middle of it. It wasn't very big at all. I laid there and they got me all and they put a thing underneath my legs like this. They put a little trowel for my head and stuck it down in there and packed it on the side. I couldn't move if I had to. I tried. And they put like a football helmet over top of my head. And they crammed it down and they lashed it. I couldn't move it. And it looked like a football helmet, and I was looking through slats like this right here. And they said, now hold on, we're going to draw blood. Lord have mercy. They tried 3 different times and they blow veins every time in that right arm. Man, it hurt so bad. I said, oh, I raised that right leg, and they patted me on the knee. It'll be all right, sorry. Yeah, yeah. You know. And so they went over and the left hand blew a vein.
Wow.
I said, oh, Lord. By that time, 2 of them was in there working on me. Let me have him. Laser poking me. They went up in this arm right here and blew a vein right there. I'm telling you, they went and got number 3 person and brought him over there and come in back on that right arm. 5 times I was injured. 5 times I was poked with a needle. And it hurt. Oh, God. I said, oh, Lord. I laid there and I thought about Jesus. I said, Jesus. And there was a hurt, and I said, this ain't nothing to what you went through. And I said, they drove nails through your hands and through your feet.
Amen.
You suffered and shed all of your blood.
Lord,
oh, God, have mercy sakes. So they got the blood, and they ran that dye through there. They were running it all through there, Brother Kevin. And they said, here we go. And they pushed that button, wheeled me back in there, and looked like the ceiling's right here. And I was looking through those slats. Said, you're going to be in there about 30, 45 minutes. I said, shoot. what am I going to do in this amount of time? Hallelujah. Got back in there and I started praying. I was telling Missy there yesterday, I started praying. I started singing. I quoted the whole 23rd chapter of Psalms. I quoted 27th chapter of Psalms. I was quoting all the Psalms that I knew in the Bible. And I started singing. Oh, God, I started singing. Brother Jason, I started to cry. The tears was welling up and getting ready to run down the side of my face. I said, wait just a minute. Honest to goodness, I felt the stammering lips coming on. I said, oh, hallelujah, I'm going to have to stop this. I cannot. She said, you got to keep your hands and your arms all the way down to your side. I thought to myself, if I get excited in here and start speaking in tongues, it'll mess that MRI up. But Mary said, I hope they find a brain when they put you back in there. Hallelujah. Brother George, honest, I was back in there, forgot about the pain and everything. And I was praying, oh, God, I need you. And I started singing praises unto the Lord, feeling that stammering lips. I'm telling you, it means everything in the world to have God with you. Raise your little hand and praise Him. Hallelujah. Through it all, Brother Anthony, through the knife, through the surgeries, through the needles, through the medicine, through the pills. Thank God I got Jesus with me. And you say, I know that I've got Him with me. Praise be to the Lord. I tell you, you can feel Him if you really want to feel Him right in the hardest of times.
Amen. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He's a keeper.
Amen.
I thank God for the power of this little four-letter word. We're going to go somewhere. In my own life, it is precious. It is strong. Keep is full of hope.
Yeah.
And it's full of assurance. That word keep is anointed. If it wasn't for God's keeping power, I would not be here.
Yes.
As I look back, Brother George, over my life in the past tense concerning the word keep, my God has kept me from death many times. He's kept me from evil. He's kept me pulling my soul back from going down into the pit. Thank God He's kept me from overmuch sorrow and grief that would have swallowed me up. He's kept me from my spirit, from many spiritual floodwaters that would have washed me away. His mercy hand has held me and it did not let me go. Hallelujah to the Lord. I'm glad God's mercy will not turn loose of you. And you say His grace is sufficient in every need. Oh, the keeping power of God. Peter said we are kept by the power of God through faith. And I'm telling you, if we ever needed to trust the Lord, hallelujah, put our faith in Him, He will deliver us.
Right, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
He wouldn't let me go. I can't tell you the times.
Bless Him, Lord.
Brother Shuffy, in the VAM,
yeah,
I've had several close calls.
Oh, yeah.
Way before you ever came in there, we had ESR furnaces, and you had to pour the hot flux in the top of it to get it to start. Had a platform, and you'd walk up that platform, and you'd have to pour hot flux down in the top of that furnace all the way down that crucible. You'd have to heat that stuff up to 3,100 degrees, 3,100 degrees. You had to wear this heat-retarded suits and everything, wear your helmet, big old shield over 3,100 degrees. You push the button, you run the crane over there, and I had the crane box around my neck like this, and I'd run the crane over. Run that pot over there, and I push the button, and that flux would come out. I mean, it's so white hot with your natural eye, you couldn't look at it. It blinds you. 3,100 degrees. Push the lid back up on that thing, and run that crane up all the way up on the platform, and turn that big wheel, and pour all that flux down inside of where that metal was. It was to help the metal to start melting. When I had did that, I came straight off down the steps, and when I came to the floor, the furnace blew up. And I'm telling you, the very controls where I was standing up on that platform, they was hot flux that set the top of the everything on fire where all the big cables came in. All the electric burned up, and all of that flux went right exactly where I was at. I've had the crane brakes, the big brakes off of the wheels of the trolley to come loose and fall and land right there. If it hit me in the head, it would have killed me. I'm talking about big brakes. I've had the contacts to stick on that crane. You know exactly where I'm coming from. I was turned around like this, and I pulled up on the chains to put it up on a block, a 25-ton crane. And when I put that big old set of chains on the hook like that, the contacts stuck, and I barely got out of the way as it went a big, huge block like this, everything but the hook on it, went ran straight into the side of that furnace. Wow. It would have crushed me. I've had close calls on the highway. I've had close calls many times. But can I tell you today, I am here by the grace and the mercy of God.
Yes.
I like to say today, God's got a purpose for every one of us.
Yeah.
He's got a call for every one of us.
Yes.
We're here for a reason.
That's right.
And God wants us to serve Him.
Yes.
Oh, blessed
Amen.
Lord.
Glory to God.
He's got keeping power.
Yes, He does.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
I held on to God. He has kept me. I have seen many spiritual storms through the years that has come and washed other people away. I've watched it hit homes and families and wash them away because they did not hold on to God.
Right.
Come on.
They never took God's call and God's warning serious. They drifted away from His word.
Yes.
They got too close to the world and it drew them away from the Lord and His presence.
Yeah, Ma.
Can I tell you, there is no keeping power. Listen to me close. There is no keeping power outside of God's Holy Spirit.
Right. Amen.
You must have Him with you and you must have Him in you. When you are away from Him, you're on dangerous ground. There is no restraining power and no protection. The Spirit of God is a saying today, stay on God's holy ground.
Yes.
In your Bible, the word keep in all of its forms, Brother Jason, is used over 400 times in Scripture.
Yeah.
Oh, the purpose of it. That is more than once for every day of the year.
Yes.
God kept me yesterday. He's keeping me today, and I believe He's going to keep me tomorrow.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I've served Him almost a half a century, and He's kept me. Hallelujah. I'm still here. Thank you, Lord. So what is the definition of keep? What is it? He's keeping me. He has kept me. He will keep me. Chester, He will keep us. Hallelujah.
Glory be.
Look at the definition of this precious word. Keep means to hold on to.
Hold on to.
And don't let go. Hold on. And don't let go.
That's right. Yeah.
Hallelujah. It means to maintain your possession.
Yes.
To preserve. To not lose or part with. To guard and to protect. This word keep is not weak. It is not a passive word. It is an action word that is filled with determination and desire. It's full of grit. It knows what is important. It understands the value of something, and it's willing to pray and to fight for it. God is a saying all through your Bible, if you will keep me, I will keep you. Hey, Lord, I'm telling you, in that word keep, you gotta have a desire to say, Lord, Lord, I'm not letting anybody take away what I know and what I feel and what you have showed me and what you have given me. I refuse to let the devil steal it. He ain't nothing but a liar and a thief. He comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. I'm glad I told Brother George a long time ago, I'm glad my God opened my eyes to this good holiness way and the sweet Holy Ghost. I'm glad he drew me out. I'm glad that he saved me. I'm glad that he sanctified me. I'm glad that he called me. I'm glad that he filled me. I'm glad that he thrilled me. He gave me something the world didn't have. It don't have it. The drugs and the alcohol and the music of this world does not have the joy of the Lord. I'm telling you, this thing's real, and it'll get right down inside of your soul. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is real, and the power of God is real, and the presence of the Lord is sweet. He's stronger than death. He's stronger than the world. Hallelujah. The world don't have this. I'm glad he called me out. He said, how bad do you want it, Tommy? I said, I want it with all of my heart, and I'm willing to sell out and give up the world, because I'd rather have Jesus than anything. They ain't any entertainment, and they ain't any pleasure that can compare with God's good salvation and the joy of the Lord. There is victory in Jesus, and there's power in the blood, and this salvation's good. Raise your hand and praise Him.
Amen.
I ain't a letting loose of it. And I will not compromise.
That's right.
I know what God's dealt with me. I know what I had to give up to get it. And the power, hallelujah, that I got, I mean to keep it.
Amen.
Hey, Lord, hey, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
I'm telling you, when I came to the Lord, I'm in business. I said I was bound, rock bound, and chains and fetters all over me. When I fell on my knees, the Lord Jesus set me free and broke all the chains. And he began to deal with my heart of the things to lay aside and to get rid of and to shuck off and to abstain from and to cleanse my flesh from. And I'm telling you, that's what has kept me. This power will keep you. It will sanctify you. A spirit, soul, mind, and body. I'm telling you, we need a mind cleansing. Hallelujah. Give me a pure heart, Jesus. Clean hands and a sanctified mind and a sanctified body. How bad do you want it? How much do you want the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah.
Come on, bro.
The same effort.
Come on.
That I put forth to get what I got, and the victory I enjoy, and the power of His Spirit, that same price that I paid to get it, it'll take nothing less to keep it. Hey, Lord, every day that I live, I will have to say no to a whole lot of things. Come on, I laid them aside a long time ago. And the same effort that I put in this to get filled with the Holy Ghost, I'll have to maintain that every day that I live. I feel the Lord in the house. You'll have to have it. I say you gotta get it. I'm telling you, we need something in this hour. We need the joy of the Lord. That is our strength. We need overcoming power.
Amen. Come on, bro.
I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Hey, Lord. One writer said, by the commandment of thy lips, I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Hey, Lord. The scripture says to keep yourself in the love of God. And the word of God, the Bible said, to keep yourselves, little children, from idols. I'm telling you, a lot of people's got idols in their life. What is an idol, Brother Tommy? It is what you set your mind and your heart upon. You put it before God. I'm telling you, if you love anything or if you love anybody more than you love God, that becomes an idol unto you. If it ties up your time and if it takes away your time to pray and to serve the Lord, it's a robbing you, and you gotta say, God, it's number one in my life.
Right. Number one. Come on.
It's gotta be number one. He's got to be number one. And you'll know it. I said you'll know it when he becomes number one. Yes, you'll know it. Yes, you'll feel it. You'll feel it right down inside of your heart when the Holy Ghost comes in. I don't want the world to you. I feel the Lord in the house. Hey, God, I'm telling you, this thing is real. And there's victory in it. Sin ain't got a hold of me. I shook it off a long time ago.
Glory to God.
The Bible said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. And it's not of the Father, but it's of the world. And the world and the lust thereof shall pass away. But God says, them that do my will, they'll never pass away. Come on. I want something to keep me in this hour. The Bible said to walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. I'm telling you, God wants a sanctified vessel. He wants your body and your mind to be sanctified. You can't fill it with the carnage of this world.
Amen, brother. You're right. Come on.
Yes. Amen.
Come on. Bless him, Lord.
You know, preaching like this stirs up hell.
Yeah, come on.
It makes people mad.
Come on.
Hey, Lord. Brother Jason, thank God he got a hold of me. Hallelujah. How bad do you want it? Hallelujah. God held on to me because through the years I had held on to him. I said, I ain't for sale. Devil, I don't care what you try to offer me and what you try to show me. I would rather to have Jesus and to have peace down in my soul.
That's right.
Yeah. Holy Lord.
Come on.
To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Hey, Lord, the carnal mind, it'll take you into places. It'll take you into things of entertainment. Oh, yes, it will. It'll defile you. It'll corrupt you. But I'm telling you, if you pray, you get a hold of the Lord and fast and seek his face. Yeah, you'll have a part of God inside of your heart, a part of his divine nature in you.
That's right. You're right.
Oh God, keep me, Lord.
Keep me, Lord.
Keep me, Lord. Sanctify me. Sanctify. The Bible said Jesus is coming after a glorious church.
Glorious, right.
Without blemish, without spot, and without wrinkle,
yeah,
or any such thing,
right,
but that it should be holy. Be ye holy, for I am holy, saith the Lord. Be ye holy. Oh God. Oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. God, show us, Lord. Give us discernment, Lord, to know what pleases you and the things that displease you. This word is not weak and it's not passive, but it's filled with determination and desire. It knows what's important. It understands the value of something. It's willing to pray. Brother Jason, it's willing to fight to keep. God is a say all through your Bible. I will keep you if you keep me. Proverbs 19 and 16. He that keepeth the commandments but keepeth his own soul. Lord, he that keepeth a commandment keepeth his own soul. Deuteronomy 5:33, ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that ye may, and it may be well with thee. Walk, hallelujah, my commandment, it'll be well with you. Hallelujah.
Oh yes.
Hallelujah.
Your choices in life. Choices. Remember, the choices that we make today will affect us tomorrow. We are what we are, and we are where we are today as a result of what we believed and did yesterday. Be very careful what you do. Very careful where you go.
No.
Very careful what you allow.
Yes. Amen.
You cannot afford to lose this.
Right. Can't afford it.
To forfeit what you know and what you've been taught, what the preacher has preached out of the word.
Amen.
What you have failed and God has showed you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Can I ask you and every one of us today, have you got something precious?
No.
Praise.
Do you have something precious?
Yeah.
Hold on to it.
That's right.
Hold on to it. We've been redeemed by precious blood.
Yes.
And to you who believe that he is precious, he is the precious Savior. He's the blessed Redeemer. He's the life giver.
Yes.
Hold on to him.
Yes.
Brother George, if I had a possession and a precious jewel that was worth millions, and it was big enough to fit right down in my pocket, if I had something that precious that was worth millions, I would hold on to it.
Hold on to it.
With everything that I had.
Yes. Come on.
I wouldn't handle it carelessly.
No.
Come on. Bless him, Lord.
I wouldn't flaunt it around.
Bless him, Lord.
Uh-uh.
No.
I wouldn't take that chance. But I would keep it. And I would protect it with everything that I've got. No thief would steal or take it away from me. I wouldn't let a man or anybody talk me out of it.
No.
Shoot, hallelujah.
Right, come on.
I want to ask you today, what do you really value in your life?
What do you really value?
What is your hope and your desire? What is your main goal? Where are you headed when your life here is over?
Where are you headed?
Brother Kevin, you got your Bible.
Yes, sir.
You want to help me?
Where you at?
Go to Proverbs 4:20. Proverbs 4:20, and when you find that, I'm going to have you to read 20 through 25. The 20th verse through the 25th. While he's turning there, listen to what Jude 21 said to us as we wait for Jesus to come and take us home. You ready?
Yeah.
Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Don't ever lose your love and desire for God.
Don't lose it.
Don't lose your love for one another.
Man,
right. Keep yourselves in the love of God.
Yes.
Brother Kevin, have you got it?
Yes, sir.
Read 20 all the way through 25. Read it. Don't read it fast.
My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
Yes, God.
Put away from thee a forward mouth and perverse lips.
Yes.
Put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thy eyelids look straight before thee.
Amen.
All right.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost inspired this scripture. Now listen close. My son, attend to my words. It means give your whole undivided attention to God's commands and God's word.
Yeah.
To attend to my words, incline thine ears unto my sayings.
Yeah.
Let them not depart from thine eyes. In other words, read and meditate in God's word every day. Keep them. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all of their flesh. Verse 25 says, keep thy heart with all diligence.
All diligence.
That means with a constant, careful effort.
Yeah.
Keep thy heart. For out of it are the issues of life.
Issues.
Listen, children, it's in here. It's inside of you. That is where you really live.
Yes. Yeah.
It's who you really are inside. Inside of your heart and your very soul is where all of your desires and ambitions and goals in life are.
Oh,
make Jesus number one and the Lord of your life.
Yes.
I'd like to say this. God created the very first man, Adam and Eve, and he placed them in a beautiful garden of paradise with just one commandment, one stipulation. You can eat the fruit of the tree of life and live forever, but do not eat of the forbidden fruit of the tree of knowledge. God goes on and tells Adam, notice where we're going. Dress the garden, dress it, and keep it. _ keep. This was twofold, Brother Jason. I didn't find it in a book. It's what God gave me. Brother George, dress the garden, Adam. It is made to expand and to grow, and you gotta prune it. Keep it neat. Keep it clean. Prune it. It'll grow. Number two, Adam, keep the garden. Keep it. I put you in a beautiful place of paradise. It's the very atmosphere that is heavenly. It's a place of peace. You gotta keep it, Adam. Do you know why that God told him, Brother George, that? Because there was someone else in that garden lurking around besides Adam and Eve. The master deceiver of the ages was in that garden. Jesus said of that serpent, called him the devil. He comes to take away, to steal and destroy.
Amen.
God knew that the devil would come. And if you listen to him, Adam, he'll talk you and Eve out of your paradise and talk you out of eternal life. Keep the garden.
Right. Amen. Bless you.
Hey, Lord. Keep what God has given you. Keep what you know and how he's touched you. Keep it. Don't let anything take it away.
Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The garden.
I want to ask everybody right here, how can you lose something good that you're inside of? How can you lose something so good that you're already inside of? You have it, you possess it, you enjoy it, it is yours, yet Adam and Eve lost it.
Right.
It's not enough to attend church.
That's right.
Come on.
Amen.
You can be in a good church, be among God's people, where the Spirit of God is moving. You can be where the Word of God is preached and anointed, the Holy Ghost moving, and still lose out.
Yes.
We lose something on the inside if we don't pray ourselves and we are not committed.
Amen. Lord.
Yes.
Be right in the very presence of God and still lose out. Still let the devil take away our victory.
Amen. Come on.
Amen.
Glory to God.
The tempter came and said to Eve, "It's all right, Eve. It won't hurt you. You'll get great wisdom to know good and evil. Oh, the knowledge. Go ahead and enjoy the fruit, Eve. Did you know that some preachers will tell you that you can't lose it?
Come on.
You lying devils?
Yes. Right.
Amen.
You're right, brother. Come on.
They'll tell you if you believe and you profess Christ and you're baptized, you're eternally secure.
Yeah.
You are forgiven until the day you die, no matter what you do. That's a lie straight from hell. Mary and I used to, years ago, we would listen to a preacher on WEMM. And I liked his preaching because he gave a lot of illustrations. It dug out a lot of history and everything. Until the day that he preached on eternal security. He said, "I'm so glad for the mercy and the grace of God and being eternally secure." He said, "I know a lot of people will have a rough ride when the rapture happens and when the trumpet sounds." Said, "They'll be a bouncing off in a few stars to go to heaven." He said, "They'll be a bouncing off in the seats inside of the bars." Come on, you blind, stinking, rotten devil, you.
That's right.
You'll go through, you'll leave the bench and the table in the bar, and you'll have a rough ride all the way into heaven, bounce off in a few stars. Ooh, God have mercy. That's a damnable doctrine.
Amen, brother.
Come on. You're going to have a holy heart. You're going to have a clean heart. You're going to have to make sure that you're born again and have Jesus living on the inside.
Amen.
Raise your little hand right in the house. Are you truly saved? Do you know that Jesus lives inside of you? Do you have that assurance that He washed you in the blood? Your talk is different. Your dress is different. Your walk is different. Your entertainment is completely different.
Come on, brother.
Amen.
You're right.
Your mouth ain't filthy anymore. You don't talk dirty anymore. You don't say dirty words anymore. You don't tell dirty jokes anymore.
Amen, brother.
Lord, have mercy, sakes.
Bless him, Lord. Come on, tell him.
You won't sit and watch adultery and fornication and violence.
You're right.
Come on, Lord. Lord.
Oh, God.
Bless
him. Come on now, cursing and violence.
Come on.
Oh, Lord, help us, I pray, Jesus.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
Come on.
Come on, bro.
Amen.
God is a calling to us today.
Oh, Jesus.
If there was ever a time that we need to be on guard and watch and pray, it's now.
Amen.
This world is a magnet and the devil is a pull to draw, pull you, distract you.
Amen.
He's using everything he can, and he'll use circumstances, he'll use people to pull you away from God's holy presence.
Yes.
Temptations comes in many colors and many flavors nowadays.
Amen.
That's right.
John the Revelator wrote in 1 John 5:21, "Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Don't let anything come between you and God that'll draw you away from the Spirit of the Lord."
Yes.
"He that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not."
Yes.
How many wants the Lord to guide you?
Amen.
Yes.
"For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death." Can you say, "Lord Jesus, lead me, guide me, keep me, and hide me, Lord, in your hand." Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, mighty God.
Quit right here. I hope I helped somebody.
Amen.
But I'm here to try to help you and try to encourage you, not to hurt.
That's right.
But to tell you there's higher ground.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's a higher realm.
Come on.
And God wants to draw you closer to Him.
Glory be to God.
He wants to look down inside of you and say, that's my child.
That's my child.
I'm going to hold on to you if you hold on to me one time, one more time. Jesus, we love you. We praise you, Lord. Praise you for our church, Lord. Praise you for the preaching. Praise you for the word. Praise you for your anointing, your presence. Oh, God. Lead us, Jesus, and guide us, Lord, and draw us closer, Lord. Show us how to get closer to you. We want that overcoming power, Lord, to be satisfied. Satisfying to you.
Amen. Amen.